On a community connection on AM 1400 K1 and an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with some representatives from the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition. And if this is something that sparks a chord for you, they would like to invite you to meet with them, some of the training sessions that they held. And we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Volunteer with the coalition, Terry Irvin. And Terry, you and I have talked on a variety of topics before, but suicide prevention. And I know when I talked with Stella Schaff, she kind of gave me a one-word answer on how to do it, and that's to be a friend. Is that a fair estimation?
Absolutely. That's a good one. I just got involved with the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition because I wanted to learn. I'm a lifelong learner, mm-hmm. and it's one more thing I could learn that could maybe help someone when I am a friend.
And suicide, correct me if I'm wrong, crosses economic boundaries, yes. crosses racial, you name a boundary, it'll cross it. It's the same.
Yes, very true. It's not something you can expect. You don't know what's going on inside someone's head or what's going on in their checkbook or in their friendships or in their business life that would cause them to contemplate suicide.
And we don't know what goes on within their house. That's why they have opaque walls, you know. And mostly that's a good thing, and we don't read minds, and that's a really good thing most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
when someone is contemplating suicide, frequently there are cues that they give off if you know what you're looking for, and it's all subjective. You can say, I think they are, two other people sitting in the same room watching the same individual may disagree, right?
Yeah, probably true. Mm-hmm.
So with the Suicide Prevention Coalition and your experience and training along the way, and I like your lifelong learner idea, because at least between the three of us, there are no experts in the room, right?
That's correct.
and the coalition has brought in great name people before. I don't remember the gentleman's name. I can see his face, but his story struck me so much that, here he was having literally just jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge in midair before he hit the water and said, I think I screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
I want back,
Right.
And I have no doubt that goes on more often than we know.
True.
Yeah. Why get involved in the Suicide Prevention Coalition? I can see all kinds of reasons, but what works for Terry?
Well, for me, as I said, I am a lifelong learner. I care about people, and I'm always learning something new that I can pass on that will help someone. And as a property manager, I meet a lot of people just applying to rent a property, not to mention just my tenants. So I meet a lot of people with a lot of problems. And when they say something that indicates that they're looking for help, I can give them good recommendations of places where they can get some help.
And I'm trying to extrapolate your idea. I think I hear you saying as a good landlord, as a good just neighbor.
Citizen.
You want to be involved in the lives of the people you meet.
Yes.
And you don't necessarily snooping, but
no.
You want to be involved.
I care about people. I am a good citizen, and I'm a part of the community. And as a part of the community, you care about people,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want them to hurt. So if they want help, I would be more than happy to recommend a place where they can get some help.
We've all seen, I don't care, plays, television shows, movies, you name it, somewhere touching on the topic of suicide.
Yes, that's true.
And I'm sure there are some stereotypes that are not always true, but they're cues that we pick up on that say, what's this person thinking about? What are they're trying to tell me something subconsciously, whether they know it or not. And I think we, to a certain extent, can all reach some kind of a conclusion when people are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What types of things have you talked about? What have they presented in training that maybe you can help pass along? Just one or two key things that say, I think I need to start implementing this QPR program.
Well, it's been a little while since I went through QPR, so the steps aren't popping into my head.
But we'll get to Kristen Castro here in just a moment.
But I think, like you said earlier, we were talking about body language.
You
know, a lot of times when people say certain things or indicate body language, you can tell they're struggling with something. And I don't keep secrets. If somebody needs some help with something and I have an idea that's going to help them, I am very willing to share those ideas. And also share places where they can go to get some help. Grand Lake Mental Health is wonderful at helping. And I think a lot of times people think, oh, I can't go there. They'll think I'm crazy. Well, that's not true. They're part of the community and they want to help people. And it isn't all just helping crazy people. It's just giving you tools to help you improve your life. And over and over and over again, I'm explaining that to people.
For good or bad or right or wrong, we have made a humorous thing about someone being quote, quote, crazy. And they're basically reaching out for some help, I think.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's a lot of us that are just crazy fun. So, well, you know, it's crazy.
Hey, that's not, all bad. I enjoy being a little bit that way sometimes myself. We do have Kristen Casto in, and I'll make sure that I get it right. I'll say you're a liaison with the Washington County Health Department, and we'll get to talk a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll take a break and get people involved. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
As you related your job to me, you spend a lot of time primarily with the very young, but
yes,
because of family situations and because of this and that, you really touch all ages.
Yes, I do.
Just to go ahead and tell me a little bit about your job, because I think it's important we know you a little bit.
Okay. I work with a program called Sooner Start Early Intervention. And it's there to help children birth to three that have developmental disabilities and delays. So we see a wide variety of families in all economic groups. Our services are free. They don't have to go through insurance to get in contact and get help from us. All of our clinicians are master level clinicians. So we are, you know, if we weren't here, we would be in private practice somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we love our jobs very much. And most of us have been around for 10 plus years, 20 yeah. plus years.
And I think many days there has to be a certain level of satisfaction, whether you use the words or not, or just in the back of your mind as you're having dinner or kicking back and watching a movie or whatever's on the tube. I think I helped somebody today.
Yes, it's a huge satisfaction. We love our job, all of us do. And watching our children's make progress and watching families and celebrating with families, every milestone their child achieves, it's quite special.
Now, with all the joy in your voice about what you do, you're here to talk about suicide, so I'm guessing there's
yes.
some pain that goes along
yes.
with it too.
There's can be a lot of pain. When a family gets a devastating diagnosis that, you know, it's going to be lifelong, that's a huge grieving process. And the grieving doesn't end because you're grieving each milestone the child hasn't reached with birthdays and Christmas. And, you know, that child, you know, is not making the progress that they see other children their age achieving.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they know that their child should be up and walking and, you know, their two-year-old child just isn't there yet.
Yeah, they're past late.
Whether they will or not, we don't know always.
And that's rough on mom and dad. It's rough on grandma and grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And everybody
yes.
else
and
in the family.
Aunts and uncles and, you know, family friends. And it touches a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. And I'm sure even if there are teen members in the household, just because the teen years are such a up and down
yes.
and up and
yes.
down,
yes.
It may affect teen siblings more than
yes,
anybody else.
It definitely does. It definitely does. The siblings are quite involved because they know their brother or sister has challenges.
And they want to help.
They do want to help very much.
But,
and oftentimes we see that these little ones will do more for their, you know, older brothers and sisters than they will for mom and dad sometimes. So we get them involved too. But,
yeah.
you know, that sadness can go along with them too.
Just because, and we were talking about this before we started, we talk frequently about teen suicide, and I think as a society, yes, any death diminishes us, and I don't want to quote the poet on that one, but I think particularly when we see it someone with most of their life yet to live, it's particularly devastating.
Yes. Yes.
If teens, because their life is up and down, and I use the words, I hope I'm right, that to a certain extent that what would happen if I just were to end it all thought goes through the mind of a teen at least once, maybe more.
Yes, yes. And you know, if you have a teen that had developmental delays, they sometimes can, you know, carry that on throughout their education. And that makes it that much more of a challenge for them. And their rate of suicide is much, much higher. It's about 10 times the rate of what a typical teenager is going through, mm-hmm. Because of the bullying and because of the exclusion, and friendships mm-hmm. are just not there.
And I mean, okay, when you and I and Terry were youngsters, there were bullies on the playground.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
To a certain extent, bullies are not new.
No. Yes.
But we're getting it not just on the playground now.
Correct. Yes.
And so that makes the problem more 24/7.
Yes.
At what point does mom or dad or do you say, okay, this is more than just teen angst, that this is more than just that fleeting thought for a teen? When do you say something?
Well, I don't deal with a lot of teenagers with what I do,
but you're
I think
the best
the first,
voice in the room.
Yes. The first thing I would say is you really need to have a heart-to-heart with your teenager, and if they will not talk with you, they need to talk to someone, and you will get them wherever they can go to talk to someone they feel comfortable with, whether that's a pastor, whether it's a counselor at school, a teacher, grandma. Sometimes can be mm-hmm. the one mm-hmm. they can have, you know, the relationship's different mm-hmm. and so they might feel safer.
But a teen can, and I'm giving the teen the out here,
yes.
build that same wall just as thick as
yes,
anybody else.
Very much. Very much, if not more so.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. We will continue touching on the subject of suicide, teen suicide, adult suicide, any age suicide, it doesn't matter, and how you can get plugged in with the Suicide Prevention Coalition when we continue in just a moment on K1. Continuing our time on a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1, again talking with Kristen Casto from the Washington County Health Department, Terry Irvin, volunteer for the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition. And you told me that at least once you've had the opportunity to step up in somebody's life and,
yes.
and start asking some tough questions.
Yes, yes. I've had several over the years. I was trained by Melissa Jenkins several years ago.
They don't come much better locally.
No, they don't. She is wonderful. And we miss her so much at the health department. Well, she made a huge impact.
Yeah. By the way, she's not gone, just retired.
No, she's just retired, but we still miss her
yeah.
very much. The QPR that she trained, that she did our training, and it was a great help to me, and I've helped many clients, and I think the hardest part was actually asking the hard questions and saying, you know, how are you really feeling? How are you really doing? And I think the biggest thing that I've had to do once I open that door is making sure to stay connected mm-hmm. with them. And I mean, some of them, you know, especially, you know, right after, if I have to cancel my next appointment, I do that because they need me more and I can reschedule
yeah.
my next one.
And for somebody who's driving down the road or maybe listening to us on their phone or on their computer, in the back of their mind somewhere they're saying, well, yeah, you stepped up, but I don't know if I can or not. It's a tough choice that there's something pulling at you that you said, I've just got to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And sometimes the hardest part is opening that door and going over the threshold, but it does make a difference. And your relationship with whoever is going to be a tighter one. Their trust is going to be a tighter trust with you. And I think, you know, getting to the next level of persuading them mm-hmm. that they're in a rut right now. And this is, you know, one of the things I've told every single one of them is it's a permanent solution for a temporary problem. You're in a rut right now. And I have the resources that I can help you get out of this rut so you can be a better mom, a better dad, better grandma, whoever it has been, and I've had a variety, so they can be a better parent, better caregiver for their child.
And nobody,
their child needs you.
And nobody is 100% successful, but you've got successes.
Yes.
And
fortunately for me, so far I've you know batted 100.
Awesome.
Wow.
So
that's tremendous.
And I've had you know better relationship, and I've actually you know had trust with my clients to actually I can call them and say, how are you doing? It's not just their child, it's how are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they can be, they've been more honest with me and more open, and I've been able to get them other resources as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The first time, after you took the big choice, mm-hmm. and stepped up, and they walked out of the room either with a parent, with a counselor, with at least on their way to the help you needed. I'm guessing, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you were shaking in your boots about that time.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Even before I asked the hard questions, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this, but I stuck to what I learned, and it made a huge difference in that family, in that whole family, not just, you know, that parent, but the whole family.
And Terry, you're ready to jump in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to add in, just you were saying the person driving that says, oh, I could never do that.
Yeah.
If you're a friend and a friend just needs someone to talk to and you listen, you're a paid counselor. Just saying. I mean, there are so many people in this world, in this town, who don't have anyone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't afford a counselor. And if you'll just be their friend and let them talk, they might be able to work through it on their own. But if between the two of you, you can't figure it out, then go together and find a counselor or a pastor.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, when you're in a real rut, you're just so depressed, you don't know which way's up.
Yeah. So sometimes the best response as the person who wants to help is, I'm not a good help, but I know somebody who is. And you take them to any one of the people Terry just mentioned.
Yes.
Walk them
yes.
down to your office.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Or the nearest church or the nearest counselor or
yes.
whomever. Yeah.
Yes.
Or call the hotline.
And let's get that phone number out there. That hotline phone number. Yeah, we'll get it to you here in
we'll
just
a minute. We'll get it and put it on.
Oh, there we go.
273-TALK.
Okay. 800-273-TALK. Put it in your phone. And it's just one of your contacts. And just have it with you all the time.
Just this week, my husband's a race car fan, and we were watching a movie.
Racing season starting, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were watching a movie on television about Rick Trickle. I think I got the first name wrong. Anyway, Mr. Trickle was like one of the most likable guys. Everybody loved him. He was one of the most winningest drivers ever. But he was in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really knew how much pain he was in because he was always such a happy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he called in his own suicide. And everyone that was deeply impacted by that, because they never expected that to happen. But I really appreciated at the end of that video, they had the suicide prevention hotline on there.
Mm-hmm.
So they opened the conversation, and those are the people that are trained to answer those questions if someone truly wants
okay, so pull
help.
Over, pull over to the side of the road, get your phone out. We're going to give you here just a minute or so to pull over or take out a piece of paper if you're listening to us at home or at work and write down this number, or better yet, put it in your phone in your contacts. It's
800-273-TALK.
Okay, yeah, and you can figure out the letters on your phone. That's okay. But again, 800-273-TALK. Okay, another important number or time or date or location is the next Suicide Prevention Coalition.
Our next Suicide Coalition is March 10th, which is the second Thursday of the month.
Okay.
And we meet from 11:30 to 1. Right now we're meeting at the Youth and Family Services building.
Which, by the way, is on 75, just north of the mall, mm-hmm. just north of McAllister's, if you really want to get technical about it.
And the other thing that we would like to bring up is that Suicide Prevention Week is the first full week in September,
mm-hmm.
and we will be having a conference during that time.
Good.
And just watch for those dates.
Yeah.
It's that first week, that second weekend in September. But that also brings me to, we do need more volunteers,
mm-hmm.
and so if you just want to learn and are willing to help in any way, even running errands or decorating or, you know, I mean, you don't have to have special skills. We'd welcome you to join us at the meeting that she just mentioned, the second Thursday of every month. And we will be working up and planning everything for that conference, and we need lots of people to help with it.
Okay, well, there are several, probably sets of three important words, but the three important words for the morning, I can help.
Yes.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much for your time. Is there something you've got your
yes,
paper?
One more thing that I wanted to say is that we will be having some depression screenings at the health department in early April, and you can call the health department at 918-335-3005 to get more information about that.
Okay. Well, I'll bet you'll even make an appointment with them right now. If not, we'll get their name down.
Yes.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much for your help. We could spend a lot more time, but I'm over time already. So, again, Kristen Casto and Terry Irvin and you at the next suicide prevention meeting, AM 1400 K1.